No, just for the fun.
Are we on, we're in Vegas now.
I'm going to get a new one.
I think you're right. Roll call, please.
Weigle.
Here.
Varga.
Here.
Pepit.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
Romano.
Present.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on January 28th. Are there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Wasn't I?
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by motion by Jennifer, seconded by Walt for the discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. Okay. Jennifer and Dan and Walt approve, and Tad abstains. Thank you. Next up is the petition for annexation. This was the petition for voluntary annexation by a heavy truck equipment repair. And you'll see kind of what's on there. As a reminder, this is the second of multiple pieces to get the school property within the city limits at their request. And all of these are voluntary annexations. So I think tonight we just remind me, Marcia.
So tonight is the introduction of the petition.
Thank you.
Which will start the timing of putting notice in the paper, and then the public hearing involved with the first reading of the ordinance. Then you'll have the second reading of the ordinance, and if you pass it and approve it, then we will work to the process of making it official on the records.
I had a question. I drove you crazy today, I know that. But on the previous annexation, this one, is there going to be another legal description that's going to bring in the road right-of-way for State Road 9? This one calls out basically the property, and when you read through it, it calls out the rest follows the westerly right-of-way line of State Road 9. Basically, it describes the property itself without going across and taking in the whole shoot map, so to speak. I just read through it real quick. I haven't had a real chance to really draw it out yet, but when I was looking at this one, they got the point of beginning. That's southeasterly along the westerly right-of-way line being defined by a curve, blah, blah, blah. And it follows it along the west side. So like the other one we had a description of the property, and then we also had a description of the annexation area, which...
Yeah, I think it's this, and... This may, you may have only had the survey piece in there. So here's the...
That's the actual annexation.
I think this is the annexation tract right
here. Because it's titled differently, right? Because ours is description of survey tract.
Yeah,
right.
So this is the description of survey tract for annexation.
Yep.
So I'll get this around.
Okay.
So it looks like it was...
I didn't have
it. It should have been in there, but evidently it wasn't. So I'll make sure we get this around, but it's right here.
I just wanted to make sure that was...
So, just a question. So there's some housekeeping to do on the document, correct?
Sure, okay. Yeah. So this was the document that he turned in, which is why we're using it as such, versus going back and cleaning it up and all that kind of stuff. So I made the decision just to use the document as is. Obviously, I think there's some potential changing of hands maybe eventually at that business. And so what I didn't want to do is create a scenario where we had to go back and get another approval and go through that whole process again. So that's why you see it as kind of being a little bit more messy than what we would normally go with. So, okay. So, for tonight, Marcia, all we need to do is basically just do what we did, is that introduce the petition in and of itself.
Yes.
And so there's really no other piece, but now we start the timeline of advertising and
the next thing will be the
ordinance.
Publication of the paper,
yep.
Too. And it's a very precise timeline. So I'm hoping we don't have weather delays or anything else that will miss.
Sure.
Literally make it so we can't do it and have to start over again.
Yep.
That's how precise it is.
Yep. Okay. Anything else on that matter? Okay, and we will keep moving. Next up is ordinance number 2020-6. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Dan. For the discussion, all those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance number 2020-6 by title only.
Ordinance 2020-6, an ordinance amending Chapter 130, Miscellaneous Offenses of Title 13 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
So this is in regards to weapons in and of themselves. As you read through this ordinance, you'd find out that it was not real clear specifically about how those numbers came up, how the parcel tracts came up, and how, you know, whether or not if we combined them, if it met the 20-acre tracts, etc. So really, this is more than anything, this is cleanup language of that ordinance.
Point to that, some of that in the redlined one is, it was all sort of one paragraph, and I tried to make it cleaner. So the main part is just try to clarify things, and then I just tried to make it a little neater ordinance. So when you see all that red line in there, it's not that I suddenly did a whole new ordinance or something.
So this is legitimately what it was before. It just wasn't clear. So it's a cleanup. That's really all it is.
The groundhog survived.
Yes, the groundhog survived. But do the beaver. That's the question. But do the beaver. Questions regarding ordinance 2020-6? Okay. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Jenny. Further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. We'll move to the second reading at the next meeting. Next up is the appointment to the Joint Planning Board or Joint Advisory Board. Nicole has sat on that for multiple years previously. It is a board that meets typically 2 to 3 times a year. I sit on it as mayor, and the council needs someone representing the council on that board. Effectively, it's kind of the sort of overseeing board of the planning and building department. As you know, it's a joint planning and building department. Under Mayor Tagmeyer, I believe, there was a decision, I think, at that point to combine city and county together under that kind of auspice. And it gave the opportunity for a joint board to kind of oversee the operations of the department. And so budgetary matters from the department go in front of this board. The yearly report goes in front. Whether or not there's a need to increase or decrease staff, that tends to go in front of the board before it ends up going to the commissioners. So that's what the joint advisory board does. But council, we need a council member to be on the joint advisory board. So I will step back and let you guys argue about it. Get it, that's a joke. But
I'll do it.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Jenny?
I think that's excellent.
I knew you were going to say that.
Okay. Anybody else have an interest? Okay.
You can fight me for it. I mean, it's all right.
I think you did an awesome job.
Okay. So with that, can I have a motion to appoint Jenny Reffitt to the joint advisory board?
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Ted. For the discussion, all those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, thank you. For your information, I think we have a joint advisory board coming up. Remind me after the meeting, I'll tell you all when that is, okay? Department head reports. Thomas.
Nothing other than what we discussed last week at this time.
Okay. Terry.
Nothing.
Sean.
Well, I'm here remiss if I didn't mention in this meeting the help the water department offered. We had an issue with Blue River Apartments. It was a safety concern with some water and ice issues coming out of electrical equipment. Mike's guys came over and gave us a hand getting that taken care of yesterday, and I really appreciate all the guys' help. So we got that problem taken care of. Also, we replaced the lights at Westgate with the new LED fixture and attempt to just to kind of give them an idea of what it's going to look like when you do the whole project. I've already gotten a few phone calls of appreciation.
Oh, okay, good phone calls.
I've
gotten okay.
One of, I'm going to have to buy blinds now. So yeah, that's pretty much it since my report last week.
Okay, thank you. Kelly?
I have none.
Okay, Mike?
I don't have anything to add to my report.
Okay. So I saw on Main Street when we got back from City Retreat that you guys were working on They're on Main Street in what, Brownwood or Collinwood?
Collinwood.
Collinwood. And was that, I think I had heard that someone hit a fire hydrant. Is
yes.
that right?
It hit a fire hydrant, and when they did, it didn't break away like it was supposed to. It caused the valve to leak, so we had to dig down and replace the valve and that.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Gotcha.
He was exercising the valve?
yeah, that's what they were doing.
Well, I think if we've learned nothing over the last 2 years, it's you probably shouldn't be on Main Street because people like to go off of Main Street with their vehicles. I don't know why, but all of a sudden that's happened. Chip? Mike?
Earlier, the Board of Works approved. I received the plans for phosphorus removal, and they approved that we can advertise that at the end of this week. So once we advertise that, then we'll go to bid, and hopefully we'll have notice to proceed by the end of March, and because we have to have the project done by the end of the year. So hopefully we'll fast track that and get that moving. One issue, we'll be discussing several issues tomorrow at our long-term control plan at our progress meeting. Issues that we've had with the, not the construction contractor, but with the subcontractor. One was sprung on me yesterday that they delivered a lot of dewatering equipment down by the bus garage. And our inspector notified me of that. We'll know if it was in our way. I went and looked at it. No, it wasn't in our way. And I said, well, when are they going to start that? And they said, well, they said they're going to start tomorrow. So I told him, no, they're not. I assured them that they were not starting that today. So I scrambled around and made phone calls and all kinds of things like that. And by delaying that, the dewatering contractor just decided to wait until Monday. I did get approval from the transportation director that they could start Thursday if they wanted to, so I was really appreciative of that.
Yep.
We've talked with Ready Mix and just let everybody know, but we have pushed it off until Monday now for the start of dewatering, so you'll see some activity going on there. They have to dewater around that through the park there, which I forget the name of that park.
You talking about Kenneth Wright?
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. And there's a 60-inch sewer line that goes through there, so they have to dewater that to, so they can install that. So they'll be starting on that. The Jefferson site, the wall forms, they're excavating on West Ellsworth, and then at by the Fire Museum, they're starting to put their rebar in for the floor there, and then they continue to put and install the pipe at the bowl field. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
I won't bore anymore.
Okay. Questions? Thank you. Scott?
A reminder that TEXTI training is going on for the communications department, and TEXTI is the program that allows dispatch to receive 911 text messages and send 911 text messages. We can receive them right now, but since we're going to receive a wireless 911, we'll be able to send text messages to people that call 911, so we can, if somebody calls and hangs up, we can then text them instead of calling back. Indiana's on the forefront of that, so that's great news.
Great.
And the testing is in 2 days for the fiber, redundant fiber line. We already have fiber connected, but for us to go wireless 911, we have to have redundancy. So they're just going to be testing that on the 13th. It was supposed to be the 10th, and they bumped it back to the 13th. And once they're done with that, then they'll start the progress of the wireless 911. Update on the academy. Officer Myers is doing well, says he's enjoying it, likes it there. and then Officer Brannicky completed his 40-hour training, so he has law enforcement powers now and has started his FTO program, and he's on day shift with Sergeant Inslee in phase one.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
Questions of Scott? Thank you. Marcia?
Nothing.
RC?
Nothing.
Walter?
Nothing.
A couple things for me for your information. I have had some conversations recently with Dr. O'Connor in regards to the park property and the future of that, and there are multiple different things that we continue to work with the school corporation on, which, by the way, I think have a really great partnership with them, and so appreciate the partnership that we have. But with that being said, between Superintendent O'Connor, myself, and Todd Fleetwood, we're going to be meeting probably within maybe the next month, month and a half or so, to really nail down the timeline for transition of property. We don't believe, according to Dr. O'Connor, we don't believe that there's going to be any challenge with the actual swim season. By the time they do the asbestos removal and start stuff like that after graduation, after they clear out, we don't believe there'll be any issues with our aquatic center. So that's the good news. As we've talked about before, the athletic fields are going to continue to be used by the school corporation until they officially transfer over to the new site when school opens over there, but I don't have any official date on that transition at all, okay? So I have the date of obviously when school starts, but I don't have the date in which we would start to kind of take over the maintenance of those fields. So we're working on that. Couple things for your information. Tomorrow I will be spending the majority of the day in Indianapolis. AIM has their legislative day, so there's I have my board of directors meeting, my legislative committee, and then we have our legislative reception tomorrow night. Thursday, there was going to be a news conference at the Miro Center that I'll be taking part of as a part of the caucus, the Mayor's Commissioner's Caucus, in regards to the Miro program. So we're excited about that. Chip didn't report on that, but I think we got support from the Redevelopment Commission to chip in some money for that. So maybe Tad is going to fit in. Sorry,
my thunder.
I'm sorry. Sorry, thunder. And then Friday morning, I'll be meeting with a member of the governor's staff who happens to be up here, and actually Andrew Forrester, who is a local guy that works for Governor Holcomb, and he wants to stop by and check out what's going on in Columbia City, which is cool. Then Monday, City Hall is closed for President's Day, but I will be down in Indianapolis doing more lobbying efforts on behalf of the caucus that day. And I think that's about it that I have to report at this moment. So there we go. Dan.
I just appreciate Marcia and Weston and Timmy sending an email about the board. I'm
still sending them.
The right way. And I know the parks department's not here, but I know they had a great weekend with.
Oh, yeah, Pilot Art Dance. Completely forgot about that. Yes. Yes.
There were over maybe 1,000 people, whatever.
Yeah, about 1,000. Yeah, it was very well attended, as it always is. But
that's a really cool thing for dads and daughters to do. So.
Yeah, big thanks to the park staff. They put on a fantastic program every single year, and it just seems like I just always feel so bad the night before when you have that like last minute plea on Facebook of like, my husband forgot these tickets, and oh my gosh, and you know our kid's devastated, and there's only so much we can do about that, right? But anyway, so thanks, Jennifer.
Just to put out there and put on people's schedules, Friday, March 27th is the annual State of the City luncheon. If you would like to attend, call the chamber and get on the list. If you're a city person, I think, contact Rosie, right?
Teresa. Yeah, we're excited for that. We'll see what.
You have exciting news to share.
We'll see what adjective I decide to use this year. Yeah. Dan will get the paper ready to rip up. Jennifer? Thank you, Jennifer. Chad?
Well, I mean, you stole my thunder.
I know, I'm so sorry.
So
I'm sorry.
We threw Chip a bone today for the mural project.
$500?
A $500 bone for that.
It was a big win.
Yeah. So, and then the LML property, looks like we're going to be able to finish that project up under the amount of money that we had planned to do it with, and it should be, he said, probably later end of the summer.
Yeah, second, third quarter.
It'll be ready for development at that point. So, which we're going to start discussing how we want to move forward with that property and types of businesses or opportunities that we can use that for. So, that's all I have.
Okay. Thanks, Ted. Jenny?
I have nothing.
Nothing. Press. Audience. Okay, we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Right.